Well, joining me today is Jeff Plate. Jeff is a frequent contributor to our program. He is one of the original members and drummer of Trans-Siberian Orchestra. You know them as TSO. And when we talked to Jeff in September, that means the holidays are right around the corner. And that means the 2022 TSO tour is coming around very, very shortly. It starts in November. It's coming to New Hampshire as well. Jeff, good to have you with us. Welcome to the show again. And you guys are getting excited. It's coming up to holiday time for you guys, TSO.
Absolutely. We're looking forward to it.
Let me ask you this. The new show, The Ghosts of Christmas Eve, The Best of TSO and More, an updated presentation for some of your fans this year?
Absolutely. Well, actually, every year is an updated presentation. We, following Paul O'Neill's lead, we change the show every year, whether we are performing the same story or not. The production changes, the set list changes, and, you know, for people that have seen us realize that, we try to come up with something new every year. But Ghosts of Christmas Eve, this is the story that we're presenting this year. This is based on the television show that we recorded back in 1999. And this is a fan favorite. We've toured this particular story several years ago. People loved it. The band loves it. And we can't wait to get back out on the road.
Yeah, and you're coming to New Hampshire in Manchester at the SNHU Arena. I think it's Thanksgiving weekend. I'm pretty sure it's the Friday after Thanksgiving, November 25th, for two shows, 3 and 7:30. And hard to believe, but tickets go on sale for the holiday show for TSO. They go on sale today. Nothing like thinking about the holidays already. And here we are in September. And the summer's not even over yet. But you guys, when do you guys start rehearsal for this?
Basically the beginning of November. I mean, everybody gets the set list. You know, everybody does their homework at home, and when we get together, we brush the dust off, so to speak. We have been doing these tours since 1999, so there's a lot of these songs that we've played many times. But getting together, you know, ironing out some of the bugs and, you know, some of the segues, transitions in the show and whatnot is very important. So the biggest part of our rehearsal really is with the production. And we come to town with 20 tractor trailers full of lighting and sound every year. And the production end of the TSO show is amazing. It's very involved. It's very intricate. So we spend a lot of time with that, making sure everybody's positioned correctly. The lights are all in sync, and this is why these shows are a hit every year.
Yeah, you guys are very busy. You start the tour on November 16th in Green Bay, Wisconsin, and you go all the way to Friday, December 30th in San Antonio, Texas, and you'll be stopping here in New Hampshire and Manchester, as we say, at the SNHU Arena for two shows, 3 o'clock and 7:30. And I've been to a couple of your shows, and it's so funny because I'll be at the 7 o'clock show, the 7:30 show, and I'm sitting next to a person who's already been at the 3 o'clock show, and then they say, well, we're going to go to the Sunday show down in Connecticut. We're just going to follow them down. That's the type of fans you have, my friend. I'm telling you, very loyal and great fans that they love the music. How would you describe the music? I know people have heard you, they've seen you, you've done some things on public broadcasting, but if no one's been to your show before, how would you describe the music? Because it is really bigger than a Broadway show. It's so many things put together.
Well, and that's exactly it. This was the vision of Paul O'Neill when he created the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, was to create something for everybody. And if you've never heard a note of TSO music before, you will recognize a number of holiday themes, a number of classical music themes, all woven into Paul's original songs and his stories. So whether you know us or not, you know us. And the way we present this is really like no other. I think we cover all the bases. You know, if you're a fan of any type of music, any genre of music, there's something in the show for you. Young, old, you know, everybody in between. It's a family show. And Paul was very particular about creating something for everybody and knowing full well that people are coming to see us every year. And like you mentioned, sometimes multiple times a year, it was giving them something that was truly unique and truly different every year. So we've been doing this for a long time. And I tell you what, people are coming out in droves. This thing is still getting bigger every year. And a true testament to Paul and what he created.
Yeah, well, he started this back in 1996, I guess. TSO, Trans-Siberian Orchestra, established in 1996 by producer, writer, and guitarist Paul O'Neill. Of course, he has passed away, and I had a chance to interview him. He was just a wonderful guy and great passion for the music. What was his thoughts behind putting this group together? I mean, you probably know the backstory better than anybody since you're one of the original members and you knew Paul very well, but what was his original concept behind this type of show?
Well, you mentioned Broadway. Paul's a New York City guy, and he was huge into Broadway. He was huge into production. You know, he loved The Who. He loved Pink Floyd. He loved Queen. He loved just that big, bombastic kind of classic rock sound. But this idea of Paul's, I mean, this was kicking around in his head in the 80s. And he was producing and managing a band called Sabotage back in the day. And if you hear some of that music and see some of that band's videos, you can see the seeds being planted for TSO. So when Paul recorded Christmas Eve, Sarajevo 1224, that song became the vehicle for him to put all this together and create the Trans-Siberian Orchestra as we know it today.
Yeah.
1996 is when we did our first record, which was a huge hit, Christmas Eve and Other Stories. And it's just grown from there.
Yeah, it's amazing. You are performing 100-plus concerts in 60 cities in just over 45 days. This is a quick tour for a couple of months. And, you know, a lot of people know some of your songs. They know a lot of the songs. They've been in some commercials, especially the I think it's the Wizard in Winter one, which was in, a beer commercial back in the early 2000s. But people recognize your stuff. It's fun. People, I mean, you guys are YouTube sensations as well. That's always helped you. But people, you have an audience that is so dedicated to you guys to come see you whenever it is every year. And it's fascinating to see those people. Tell me a little bit about the tickets go on sale today. And I guess there's some specially priced $29 tickets being offered for 1 week only. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so this is something that Paul and his wife, his family, they're very, very generous, caring people. And Paul also realized that the holidays, bringing a family to a show can really add up quickly. And he also realized that if we're going to be doing this every year, we want people to come back every year and be able to enjoy this. So trying to come up with a very reasonable ticket price so people could do just that is one of Paul's, like I said, he was beating this drum for years. And every year we try to make something happen like this. So this is for our fans. This is for the people that want to come out with their families and, not break the bank. And, as I mentioned, we've got the special ticket price too. And another thing that Paul and his family have always pushed is the charitable side of things. We've raised $18 million over the past 20 some years of touring. $1 per ticket goes to a local charity. And, it's just something that, here again, he felt that people are coming to see our show. This was the best way for us to pay back the community, help some folks out. People in the room were actually helping people in the backyard and possibly somebody that they know. So, in the spirit of Christmas and the spirit of giving, it's something we're all very, very proud of.
Yeah, and I was glad to be able to speak to Paul when he was with us. And he really was a passionate person, not just about the music, but obviously about humankind in general. And I appreciate that as well. He was very nice to me, and I appreciate that. So in the spirit of Paul O'Neill, we wish you the best. Jeff Plate, my guest today on the Pulse of New Hampshire, one of the original members and drummers of Trans-Siberian Orchestra, the 2022 TSO Tour, The Ghosts of Christmas Eve, The Best of TSO and More, starts in November, the second week in November, but it comes to New Hampshire, Manchester at the SNHU Arena. Two shows on Friday, November 25th. It's Thanksgiving weekend. Should be a lot of fun. 3 and 7:30, and tickets are on sale today. How about that? Jeff, always great to talk to you. I know it's a little early to say happy holidays, but we'll probably talk to you again before the Christmas season rolls around. But thank you for joining us today. I do appreciate it.
Sounds good, Mike. Take care.
All right. Be well, my friend.